at somebody's office in their office. I thought maybe the best thing to do would be to take it from the top. I'll try to say it today. Yesterday, we really sort of like grappled with the Rashba until we broke through to a Mahalach. And today, it's more clear in my head, so I'd like to just present it hopefully as clearly as possible with this more Sophos that I thought in the Rashba. So I'll do my best. So hopefully you have a Rashba in front of you. It's good to have it. So yeah, we have the Gemara. The Gemara says that the Rabbi said that Chesich Mekudeshes, Zayin Mekudeshes, is Chatzu Lechatzayis Mekudeshes. So if I asked them, what's the difference? Same way, Darshan Chatzu Isha, Isha Velechatzu Isha, Isha Darshan Isha Velechatzu Isha. So the Gemara answer is that by Chatzu Lechatzay, Halchik Ha'amar, we could reinterpret what he's saying, that he didn't mean Lechatzay, he meant the Ibayin Elimit Sevachin and Asibla. So for the drasha there of Yishvah Chatzi is not relevant. It doesn't mean Chatzi. It means Yibayin Elimit Sevachin and Asibla. Hashem came by Yishvah Chatzi Isha. He can't mean you could marry somebody else. That doesn't make sense. So there he talking means Chatzi, it means Chetzich. And Chetzich is Yishvah. Chetzich already is, we say Yishvah Chatzi Isha. That's the Gemara. So then in the Rashba we have a discussion. The Rashba has an argument with the Raivim. So the Maaseh, what do you do with the pasuk of Yishvah? What do you do with the drosh of Yishvah Chatzi Isha? If it's not for his, if it's not being used for his Chatzi Lechatzoi, so what is that drosha for? So the Raavad said, what did the Raavad answer? What do you do with the drosh of Yishvah Chatzi Isha? Chatzi Eben Chatzi Ben Chareb. And the Rashba doesn't like that. It's a vital issue, he says. Rather, the Rashba learns that the drosh is for what? For his guy, for Chatzoi Mamish. Where he spells out that, you know, make no mistake, I mean Chatzoi Mamish. So, L'chayra, the machlekes between the Raavad and the Rashba is a side machlekes. It's not a machlekes, but how to learn the Gemara. It's a side machlekes. What do you do with the drosh? That the Gemara doesn't address. The Gemara doesn't talk about what do you do with the drosh of Yishvah Lechatzi. So that's the machlekes, the Raavad and the Rashba, like a loose end in the sugya. What do you do with the drasha? But as far as the pshat and the sugya itself is concerned, the Raavad and the Rashba are learning the sugya basically the same way. The problem is that if the Rashba himself, it doesn't sound that way. Because the Rashba is a marech to explain the sugya, how the Raavad read the sugya, and then he explains at the end how he reads the sugya. What's he talking about? The Raavad and the Rashba, do you read the sugya the same way? It's Mashba and the Rashba, but somehow there's a difference between how the Raavad read the sugya and how the Rashba read the sugya. So what is that? And moreover, the emes, if you look closely, when the Rashba is explaining how the Raavad read the sugya, then when he explains later how he reads the sugya, there are slight nuances of difference between the way he presents the sugya Alibad Arayved, and the way he presents the sugya Alibad himself. Because how many guys have the Masada of Kukar Rashba in front of them, and how many guys have the Rebbe Rashba? So I just want to know if I can reference columns, or if that's not going to be useful. Well, I guess, whatever. The Rebbe at the beginning, when he's explaining, the Rashba rather at the beginning, when he's explaining how the Rebbe explains the sugya, he says, "Menir shuz al mefarish the rov ha'ochi kem behedele chetzet mekudeshes lihaino chatzi ishe to come imay chachmon the akor chachatzi shemamish is mekadesh the esh lemei medochi kamo leibois the stat the stasob lachvinu bin mitzvus the itzel beit chay loy chazi aval ish the kotzer chachmono leimay the skat shul chatzoi the esh shedochi kamo leibinu lemitzvus lachvinu nasibna leibiyat chachmon al mishul chatzi ish lihaino chatzi ebed chatzi ben chayim." That's the Raavad reads the sugya. Then later on, he says, "Mustabedochi perushu." At the end, in the Masada Rav Kook, is the second column in a new paragraph, and he says, "Mustabedochi perushu." This is the sugya the way the Rashba reads the sugya. That akor chesech mukadesh sli mishayev kinyani hu. That yesh shloim adi voice mislis nasova lachrina misnasus kamal basically betrayal chazio. But as katchi lachatzoy loy mishayev kinyani hu. Dachik kamal ibainel minse lachrina nesivna. There's two differences that I noticed between the Chor, it's the same sugya. The way he presents the sugya, it's the same sugya. But there are two nuances of difference between the way he presents the sugya according to the Raavad and the way he presents the sugya according to himself. One difference is Now, when he's presented in the Ravid's version, so he says that the taina of hochi ka'amar, that when the man says l'chatzoi hochi ka'amar the yibayinu l'mitzvah v'achrina nesitno, he says that as an efshe the hochi ka'amar. Maybe this is what he means when he says the sugya at the end, when he presents the sugya ali b'din afshe, says lashon is the hochi ka'amar. He doesn't say efshe the hochi ka'amar. He says hochi ka'amar. Small nuance of difference, but maybe it's significant. And then there's another difference, and that is that when he's in the Ravid's version of the sugya, he says that chetzich mekudeshesli haynu chatzi isha dekomemayt rachmano the al korchach chatzi isha mamishu demekadosh. It was explained by an isha. There's no other way to interpret what by chetzich, half of the isha. There's no other way to interpret what he means. The only way to interpret what he means is chatzi isha mamishu demekadosh, that he's being mamish mekadosh and chatzi isha. When he explains the sugya liba den ashe, so he says that by the isha al kochach chetzich mekudeshesli meshayer b'kinyonehu, he's being meshayer in the kinyon. Also, slight difference in nusach. What's the problem of chetzich mekudeshesli of chatzi isha? The Ravid, the nusach is because she's a chatzi isha mamish. There's no other way to interpret it except chatzi isha mamish. Now chatzi isha mamish is no good. When he's explaining the sugya aliba den ashe, the nusach that he uses, maybe it's not significant, but still it's a different nusach. The nusach that he says is that by chatzi isha he's being meshayer in the kinyan. This is another way to interpret it. Doesn't mean you could come marry somebody else. So he's being meshayer in the kinyan. Yeah, maybe taino af chatzi isha mamish is a shear in the kinyan, but maybe not. We'll see going forward. So that's the first set of issues here in the Rashba. It's mash from the Rashba that the sugya, that the Ravid's reading of the sugya is not identical with his reading of the sugya. He has to read the sugya all over again when it comes to his own shita. Why is the same sugya? And we do have these different nuances in the way he reads the sugya, the way he presents the sugya. Another problem. The Rashba asks on the Ravid two questions. First of all, he says, how can you tell me the whole pasuk of Yishu lechatziish is coming to is for is the chatzi even chatzi ben chayin when the Gemara Gittin is a bayit leivshita? Why is it a bayit leivshita? We should be pashut the bayit because there's nothing else to do with the pasuk. And then he asks another question, and that is, he asks from the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos says that if a chatz, the Gemara in Yevamos says that if a chatz yevan, a chatz ben chayin was born an eishes ish, not his own wife, somebody else's wife, so the kid is a mamzer, not from the chatz yevan part, because an eved doesn't make mamzeres because he's not a bakidushin, but from the chatz ben chayin part. The chatz ben chayin part makes mamzeres. Esther Ashba, according to the Ravid, a chatzi even a chatzi mechayin can't be makadosh. He's not a bar kiddushin, because we have the rush ish for a chatzi ish. So if he's not a bar kiddushin, he shouldn't make mamzeres. And the Gemara says that he does. So I asked yesterday, "Udu didei mi nichla?" Why is it any better according to the Ashba? Even according to the Ashba, it's a bayit leivshita. The Rashba said in Gittin, it's a Bible issue. But there's a tzad that a chatzi, even according to the Rashba, there's a tzad that a chatzi even a chatzi ben chayin can't be makadosh. So why does Shef in the Gemara in Yevamos? So why does he make mamzeres? So why is it only hasog in the Ravid? The same hasog you have in the Ravid. It's a kasha. It's the same way it's a kasha in the Ravid. It's a kasha in the Rashba. Also according to that tzad in the Gemara in Gittin, that a chatzi even a chatzi ben chayin can't be makadosh. Then finally, the Rashba has at the end of his Hasogas on the Ravid, the Rashba asks a final question on the Ravid. He says, if the pasuk of Ish v'lechatzi ish, according to the Ravid, the pasuk of Ish v'lechatzi ish is coming to Mayit Chatzi Eben and Chatzi Ben Chayin, but not to be Mayit you know, his kach lechatzoyim. So maybe the drasha of isha v'lechatzoy isha is also only for chatzoy shivchan chatzoy baschar, who's not chazilei at all, who's not chazil ishas at all. But chesich mekodeshesli, maybe that's not included in the miut. But the miutim should be parallel. The same way the miut of ish v'lechatzoy ish is for chatzoy even and chatzoy benchayim. So maybe the miut of isha v'lechatzoy isha is for chatzoy shivchan chatzoy baschar. But chesich mekodeshesli is not included in the miut. That's the last hasog of the Rashba on the Raiva. So yesterday I asked, make a taste of such a svar. The what's worse? Is kachil chesich mekodeshesli or chatzi shifrin chatzi baschar? Which case is worse? Less able to have kiddush. Pshutoi. Chesich mekodeshesli is worse because he was mishayim in the kinyan. The Rashba himself brought that svar. That's why the Rashba said earlier that's what the Rashba himself holds. His kachil chatzoi, if he said mamish, let's say, is avarana kiddushim. But chatzi even chatzi ben chayin is the bible of shittah. Why is chatzi even chatzi ben chayin better than his kachil chatzoi mamish? So Rashba explained, because he was mishayin, by his kachil chatzoi mamish, he's mishayin in the kinyan. Chatzi even chatzi ben chayin, he was everything that could be makadish was makadish. That's what the Gemara Gittin has that svar. The Gemara Gittin says that chatzi even chatzi ben chayin might be better than chetzich mekudeshes. Because chetzich mekudeshes, he was mishayin in the kinyan. Chatzi even chatzi ben chayin, he wasn't mishayin in the kinyan. No, so if the miut of isha v'lechatzi isha is going lechatzi shivkan lechatzi baschayin, l'chayin it's a kol shekain that chesich mekudeshesli should be no good. Elamai, you have to say in the Rashba, but the Rashba holds that there's an opposite svara too. Yes, in one way chesich mekudeshesli is worse than lechatzi shivkan lechatzi baschayin because there was a shir in the kinyan, but in another way lechatzi shivkan lechatzi baschayin is worse because she's not roi kula. She's not totally the chatzi and chatzi baschayin is like chazio. She's not totally royal issues. But the question is, where did the Rashba get that svara from? And this has to do with the sugin gittin. I don't know if I want to go over the sugin gittin again now, but it has to do with how to read the sugin gittin. And the way the Rashba read the sugin. Okay, now we have to go through the sugin gittin again. Spell out because this svara of chazio, this distinction between chazio and loy chazio, the Gemara Gittin maybe has it, but it depends how you read the Gemara Gittin. Because the Gemara Gittin, when it had the bio of chatziyev and chatziyev and chayin, the Gemara wanted a chatziyev and chatziyev and chayin. What's the din? So the Gemara said, well, let's bring a raya from iskachil chatzor from chesich mekudeshesli, which is ainu mekudeshes. Chetzich mekudeshes, and that's ainu mekudeshes, like Rava says. So just like chetzich mekudeshesli is no good, so chatziyev and chatziyev bechorin should also be no good. And the Gemara was mechalik. And the Gemara said, no, there she's loy chazio. She's chazio. She is all of her is royal issues. He's only mechadish there for her. But she is chazio. She's royal issues. But chazio even chazio ben chayrin, he's not chazio kule, I think is the lashon. Half him is not royal issues. So there, the Gemara does seem to be making such a distinction between chazio and loy chazio. But Rashi interprets that Gemara to mean not that there's a fundamental difference between chazio and loy chazio, but just to mean that since by chatziyev and chatziyev and chayrin it's loy chatziyev kule, half him is not royal issues, so therefore he means, we don't even need him to say anything, it's implicit that he really is only half him is being mekadosh. Vashenke mechetzich mekudeshesli. No, I'm saying the word wrong. Why is that mechetzich mekudeshes? I'm saying it wrong. You want to catch me? The Gemara wanted to bring the raya from iskachi lechatzoy, which is mekudeshes. Iskachi lechatzoy is mekudeshes. Half of me is mekudeshes. So maybe that should be right, that chatziyev and chatziyev should also be mekudeshes. So the Gemara says, no, by iskachi lechatzoy, he's totally chazio. By chatziyev and chatziyev ben chayin, he's not totally chazio. That's the Gemara. But Rashi interprets that to mean that by iskachi lechatzoy, since he's totally chazio, he's totally royal ishus. So therefore, even though he said chatzoy, we can interpret it to mean the ibayinu lemitzvah achareinu nasibna. Whereas in the case of chatziyev and chatzim and chorin, it's not a question of interpretation. He is a chatzish, and therefore that's for sure no good. So according to Rashi, the Gemara is not saying a lumdish difference between chazi and loy chazi. The Gemara is just saying what the Gemara says by us. That in the case of his chatzi lechatzoy, that's subject to interpretation. Maybe he really means to be mekadosh all of, to be mekadosh her, to all of him. I said chatzoy, oh, that meant something else. But really, you know. No matter what he says, there's only half of him available. And if that's the case, then the distinction between chazi and loy chazi is only relevant by the man's side, where there's this other interpretation available of ibayinah. But on the women's side, where there's no other interpretation available, then we don't see in the Gemara a difference between chazi and loy chazi. And the Rashi himself was mashma at the beginning, but that's how the Rashi learned the Gemara in Gittin also. So now what's he asking on the Raivad? This distinction, chazi and loy chazi, there's no such distinction in Lombus. By the man's side, it's a distinction in the kavona. So the kids say, what does he want from the Ravid? According to the Ravid, maybe the drasha of Isha, well, Chatzi Isha is only going in a Chatzi Shivcha and Chatzi Vaschar. But Chesich Mekudeshes leaves Mekudeshes. Why? What's the difference? In Svara, Chatzi Shivcha and Chatzi Vaschar is better than Chesich Mekudeshes leaves because he wasn't Mishayar in the Kinyan. Not worse. So the answer is this, and this I started with yesterday, but I want to carry it through better now. I think the answer is this. The fundamental machlokes here between the Ravid and the Rashba is a drosh of ish v'lechatzish. There's such a drosh, ish v'lechatzish. So Abai thought that means his kach l'chatzoy. But Rava says kach l'chatzoy is good. Mekudeshes. So Abai asked him, why? What happened to ish v'lechatzish? So Rava explains, no, that means his kach l'chatzoy, he means he be'inu l'mitzvah achinim v'sidim. Okay, fine. So Abai said, what's the case of ish v'lechatzish? So the Ravid says, it's mechetzi, chatziyev and chatziyev and chayim. The implication is that that's the only case that we're in mind. Well, if you would say, lechatzoy mamish, chatziyev and chatziyev and chayim, that's enem kudeshes. But if you would say, chatzoy mamish, the Ravid implies that already would be fine. That would not be mismayim. That would be mekudeshes. He said mamish. So we know for sure he doesn't mean to be in the limits of achirin nesivna. He means chatzoy mamish. So why is she mekudeshes? Al-Kochuk, the Ravid is going to have to learn that the drasha itself is only coming to be made a case of Chatzi Eved and Chatzi Ben Chayim. It's not coming to be made a case of Chatzoy Mamish. And it's like a Chazor in the Gemara. Abai thought that the drasha is for a case of L'Chatzoy. Case where he's you know, in the Maisa Kiddushin, he's marrying her with half to half of him. But the Maskonis HaGemara, the Rabbi's learning, that's not what the Drush is talking about, even if he said Mamish. The Drush rather is talking about a different kind of case, where he's not royal ishus. He's a Chatzim and Chatzim and Chayim, who's not totally royal ishus. He's a person who's not royal ishus. That's what's mismayed. He is a Chatzim ish. But as long as he's an ish, there's no miut, even though if he said his kachi l'chatzoy mamish. How do you read the Gemara? How does that fit into the words of the Gemara? In the Gemara, Abai thought is that this kach lechatzoy is mismayim, and Rabbi just answered that hochi kamar. No, because hochi kamar. But chatzoy mamish, there is no hochi kamar. He spells out exactly what he means. We know he doesn't mean anything else. So it should be in the meat, the way Abai said. So you have to learn, according to the Rabbi, that what Rabbi is saying is, since if he said is kach lechatzoy, that's not the case. The Torah is being mimayit because there is another interpretation. So it's like a gili milso. Not mistab the Torah meant for the miyut for a case of mamish. So gili milso, that's not what the miyut means. Because in a normal case of iskachi lechatzoi, we can't be mimayit that case because it means something else. It means the mitzvah achrin and nesibne, which is innocuous. And therefore, since normally iskachi lechatzoi would not be we can't be mimayit, we can't be included in the miyut because of the hochikomar. So Tzagili Milso, that's not what the Miyut means. The Miyut is not addressing a case where he's being Mekadosh, where he's being of Lechatzoi. And even if he says Mamash, once that's not what the Pasuk is talking about, then it's not what the Pasuk is talking about, even if he spells out that he doesn't mean the Hachikama. Because it's not Mistaber to say that the Pasuk was addressing a case where he spelled out Mamash. If the Pasuk's not talking about his Kach Lechatzoi, then it's not talking about his Kach Lechatzoi at all. If it's not talking about his Kach Lechatzoi Stam, then it's not talking about iskachi lechatzoi either, and therefore we the drasha must mean something else. That it's mimai the chatzoi and the chatzoi mechorit. It's not mimai the chatzoi mamish, and that's the shita sarai. What's the difference? What is taka the lumdish difference between chatzoi and the chatzoi mechorit and the chatzoi mamish? However, which case is worse? Chatzoi mamish should be worse because chatzoi mamish is mishayir in the kinyan. So how come chatzoi mamish is mekudeshes and chatzoi and the chatzoi mechorit is ain't mekudeshes? Because of Chazil, of course, the difference in Chazil.
And that
meaning,
the
difference, what?
The fact that he's Chazil now, he's called Ish.
Right, he's an Ish. Chatzoy Mamish, he is an Ish.
Because he's
Chazil. Because he's Chazil. Whereas a Chazil, Eben Chatzim Chori, is not an Ish. He's a Chatzi Ish. In other words, another along the shore, it's a thing of the Gavra. The need is that a Chatzi Eben Chatzim Chori, as Gavra, is not a person who could have Kiddushim. But a regular person could have kiddushin even if he says chasoy mamish. That's the right for the gavra. That's the right. Then the Rashba, of course, is the Rashba's chaluk, and the Rashba says no, forget chasoy mamish. That's the pasuk. That's ainu mekudeshes. Chatzim and chatzim and chayrin is what. Mekudeshes or Einu Mekudeshes?
Violation.
Meaning, which case is worse? The Chatzoy Mamish is worse. That's the case, it's for sure not Mekudeshes. Chatzoy and Chatzoy Mekudeshes is suffered. Maybe it's Mekudeshes, maybe not. So Chatzoy Mamish is worse. Why is it worse? Shir in the Kenyan. So it all has to do with Shir in the Kenyan. Which means that the din of Ish Lechatzoy Ish is not a halach in the Gavra. But it's halach in the Maisa Kiddushin. Mitzad the Maisa Kiddushin, Chatzoy Mamish is worse because he was Meshayer in the Kinyan. Whereas Chatzoy Eben Chatzoy Ben Chorin, he did a total Maisa Kinyan. He himself was a Chatzoy Eben Chatzoy Ben Chorin, but the Kinyan that he did was a total Kinyan. So it's a din in the Maisa Kinyan. And that's the Yisoidus Dikam Achoykis between the Rashba and the Raiva. Is it din of Ishul Chatzoy Ish, a din of the Gavra, or a din of the Maisa Kinyan?
Isn't Shir the that Shir Bekinyano being used differently than the way that Maran Gittin uses it? Maran Gittin invokes that regarding the Isha.
Yeah, but it's the same story. The Maran Gittin says that Chatzi, that Chetzich Mekudeshesli is worse than Chatzi Eben and Chatzi Ben Chayrin. That's really the Rashba's Kashan Raiv. The Maran Gittin sounds like this part of the Maran Gittin, Shir Bekinyano, sounds like the Rashba.
No, that's because in one case, the Isha is fully Mekudeshes, whereas in the other case, the Isha is half Mekudeshes. But
right.
The Shir B'Kinyanu B'Gemara uses that to distinguish between Chetzyeich, which is half Mekudeshes, and Chatzyeich Chatzyeich Ben Chorim, where the Isha is fully Mekudeshes. But
no, wait, Chatzyeich, the Gemara says that Chetzyeich Mekudeshesli is worse than a Chatzyeich Shivka and a Chatzyeich Bascharen. Umar says it twice the din of Shir B'Kinyanu. It says it first Bechatzi Eben and Chatzi B'Kharin, and then it says later Bechatzi Shifra and Chatzi B'Kharin. But it's the same idea. It's had the Maisa HaKinyan, Chetz Yeich Chetzyech Mekudeshesli is worse, both in Chatzi Eved and Chatzi Vencher and Chatzi Shivch and Chatzi Vascher, because Mitzad the Maisa Kinyan, he's to be Meshire in the Kinyan is worse. Well, this is machlokes with drosha ish lechatzi ish. According to the Raya, with drosha ish lechatzi ish, you're doing the gavra, and therefore chatzi even chatzi ben chayrin is it's and it's going different. Chatzi even chatzi ben chayrin not on chatzi not on chatzi mamish. And according to the Rashi, the din of ish lechatzi ish is in the ma'isa kinyan, and therefore it goes primarily in chatzi mamish. Maybe it could also extend to chatzi even chatzi ben chayrin, but more primarily, more obviously, it goes in chatzi mamish because that's the case that's worse inside the ma'isa kinyan.
Maybe he's going against the princes.
What?
Maybe he's going against.
I will get the parentheses in the end. Yeah, the parentheses we're not going to use. We're going to move them around. We're going to move them somewhere else.
Right.
Yeah.
In the beginning part of the Rashba, where he's explaining Das HaRevid, as the case of Chatzi, the only reason why it's going to be Kudeshes is because it could be a Hachika Omar Viva, you know, the Mitzvah Chatzi in a Sidna.
Right.
So he needs that to explain why the Revid then makes like this low plug for every case of Chatzi.
Right.
That's why he explains that Das HaRevid.
That's why he explained.
Yeah.
Well, the sugya.
Meaning, that's his hechrich to say. I mean, it sounds like Rabbi pointed out earlier. It sounds like they're the same type of shot sugya.
So I'll show you in a second why it's not the same shot. I'll give me a second. Now, I want to just point something out now. According to the Raivin, so this is first of all. So this machlekes the Raivin and the Rashba, of course, affects how do we understand the lumdus of our Gemara. But I think it also has to do with how you read the Gemara in Gittin. Because again, the Gemara in Gittin said, Chatziyev and Chatziyev and Chorin was a bayah. We have a bayah of Chatziyev and Chatziyev and Chorin. So bayah in the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara asked, why is it any different than his Kachi lechatzoi, which is Mekudeshes? And the Gemara answers, well, here, by his Kachi lechatzoi, it's Chaziyev. Whereas Chatziyev and Chatziyev and Chorin is Loi Chaziyev. That's the Gemara in Gittin. Rashi learns that the Gemara doesn't mean a lumdus distinction. The Gemara, but Rashi really learns. I said this a few minutes ago. Rashi learns what's pshat in the Gemara between chazi and lechazio. Not a lumdus distinction. Just means that in the case of chatzi lechatzoi, in the case of his chatzi lechatzoi, really maybe he's being marrying her. Maybe he all of him is marrying her. I said lechatzoi. Rashi says Chazir is just another way of saying that you have the luxury of being able to interpret what he's saying as Iba Inok. Whereas in the case of Chatziyev and Chatziyev and Chayrin, where he's only half of his roi, so you can't then you can't reinterpret it to be anything else except a Chatzoy. And why does Rashi learn that way? Why learn the Gemara? That's not the pshut of Shulmikra of the Gemara. Why did Rashi learn that way? Because otherwise it's a steer from the Gemara Gittin and the Gemara in and the Gemara by us. The Gemara by us says that the reason why Chizkach Lechatzoi is Mekudeshes is because Hochi Gomer Diva Ino Lemitzav Achmin and Esidna. The Gemara in Gittin says that the reason why Chizkach Lechatzoi is Mekudeshes is because Chazi Lekule, it's a steer. So Rashi says, no, Chazi Lekule means Diva Ino Lemitzav Achmin and Esidna. That's Rashi, and that's the Rashi probably. But according to the Ravid, about the Gemara in Gittin, when it says Chazya, means like the Raya Shita, that is Chatzil Chatzoy Mekudeshes because the Gavra is Chazya, and Chazya and Chazya and Chor. And even if he said Mamish, it would be the same thing. Even though there's no Hochi Gomer if he says Mamish, but the Gavra is Chazya, but Chazya and Chazya and Chor, and the Gavra is like Chazya. But the Machlokes is the Rashi and the Raya is going to impinge on how you read the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin says that the difference between Chatzil Chatzoy Mekudeshes and Chatziyev and Chatziyev and Chorin, which is a bayo, is because Chatziyev and Chatziyev is Chazya, Chatziyev and Chatziyev and Chorin is Loi Chazya. According to Rashi, that means it's just another way of saying Hochi Gomer. And therefore, it's only if he didn't say Mamish. If he said Mamish, then you don't have the Hochi Gomer, and then Chatziyev and Chatziyev is also in him Kudeshes. And that's the Rashba. Whereas according to the Ravid, even if he said Mamish, there's still a difference between Chazya and Loi Chazya, and presumably that's the Pshat in the Morin Gittin. I argue more as this Hochi Gomer. Yeah, the Hochi Gomer is only Gili Milsa, according to the writer. So Gili Milsa, probably, if the Torah was coming to Ma'at, it's not Mistaber, the Torah is coming to be Ma'at, the Maisa of Iskach Lechatzoi, because Stam Iskach Lechatzoi has a Hochi Gomer. So therefore, and it's not Mistaber, the Torah is going in the case of Mamish. So therefore, we just say, no, there's no such drasha. The whole drasha is for chatzah and chatzah mechayin. That's the din of the gavre, and there is no drasha for iskatzu lechatzah. The point for the Ravid, the Hachi Kamer is just a gili milsa, how to learn pshat in the drasha. Don't think that the drasha is going on the Maisa Kiddushin, because not normally there's a Hachi Kamer. So that's what the drasha is going on. Rather, the drasha is going on the case of chatzah even chatzah mechayin, and once we say that, then the drushes are din in the gavra. And if he said his kach lechatzoi, she's mekudeshes, even if he said mamish. Because there is no drusha to be reminded. So mainly, I think it's very mechuvin. When the, is this hachik omer in the Gemara, that this svar of hachik omer in the Gemara, is it a vavi or is it a suffix? So we take in the lesson of the Rashba, then in the Raiva it's only a suffix, efsid hachik omer. In the Rashi himself, it's mashbar it's a vada. The other she tosser. According to the Rashba, I'll start with the Rashba because that's simpler in the Sugar. According to the Rashba, the Hachikomer, what's the din? Is Kachel Chasoi? One Rabbi say, what's the din? Mekudesh. Mekudesh is vada. Now, so it doesn't say something. Mekudesh is vada. Why should Mekudesh is vada? Maybe he doesn't mean to be in the Mitzvachin and the Sivri. Maybe he means Lechatzoi Mamish. And the chatzoy mamish is ainu mekudeshes. So what if he didn't say mamish? This is kach lechatzoy. So Rava says she's mekudeshes vaday. Why is she mekudeshes vaday? Because hachikama, because he means he's been a mitzvah in a sim, which is a fine kavon. How do you know? Maybe he means chatzoy mamish. And chatzoy mamish is no good. Al kocha, the hachikama is not a suffix. We're sure that the more probable interpretation, at least we're reasonably sure, that the more probable interpretation is the being the mitzvah in a sibna. More likely, that's what he means, and that he means marry my right side. So it has to be a vaday. Again, if it's not a vaday, then she should only suffic mekudeshes, and Rava says she's vaday mekudeshes. Shaken, according to the Ravid, we don't need to say that it's a vaday, because it's just a gili milsa. The Torah said, ish v'loi chatzi ish, that chatzi ish is no good, period. What does the Torah mean? Is the Torah talking about the Maisa Kiddushin? Is that the Chatzoy? Or the Torah talking about the Gavra, that he was the Chatzoy and the Chatzoy ben Chayor? So the Gemara thought, the Abai thought, it means the Maisa Kiddushin, it's Kach L'Chatzoy. So Rava says to him, not Mestadr, because it's Kach L'Chatzoy, it's at least possible that maybe it just means he's going to the Mitzvah in a Sivna, so she should at least be a Sofak Mekudeshes. So why does the Torah say, Ish V'loi Chatzoy, that she's not Mekudeshes at all? It's like Gili Milsa, that's not what Torah meant in the first place. And even if he says Mamish, she's still Mekudeshes. Once, even if he says mamish, he's still mekudeshes. So then, I don't care if it's a suffix, not a suffix. A mamish, not a suffix. He said before, he says kachil chatzoy mamish. He for sure doesn't mean ibn yilam mitzvachin in a sibna. Doesn't matter. The svara of hachik amar is just a gili milsa that's not the content of the miut. We're not coming to me with my. According to the rabbi, there's no need for the hachik amar to be anything more than a possibility. The fact that the mere fact that there's a possibility of Hachik Omer fouls up the drosha of Ish V'loi Chatzi Ish. How can Ish V'loi Chatzi Ish be a miut on Iskach L'Chatzoi? Maybe Iskach L'Chatzoi, he can't say it's in Mismai. Maybe he means Hachik Omer. Maybe he means Ibn Yilam Mitzvah Chinen Asimna. Maybe not. Maybe yeah. So let it at least be Sofi Kiddushin. Why does the Torah say that it's not a Kiddushin at all? It's a Gili Milso. Yeah, and we could answer the cases for Mamish, but it's not Mesara the Gemara. The Torah is talking about the Pasuk storm at the case of Mamish. So, it's Megala that's not what the Drosha means. The Drosha means that Gabriel is a Chatziyev and a Chatzim and a Chatzim. We're not talking about the Maisa Kiddushin at all. And if I can't, the Maisa Kiddushin is fine, even if he said Mamish. Chatzoy Mamish, it's also good. Mechuba, that's why in the Raiva, it's Efshe the Hochi Kamai. In the Rashba, it has to be a Vade the Hochi Kamai. Now with this I understand, this is ground we covered yesterday also, the Rashba at the end, when the last kasha the Rashba asked in the Ravid was, if the drosh of Ish V'loi Chatzi Ish is only going on Chatzi Eved and Chatzi Min Chayrin, so maybe the drosh of Ish V'loi Chatzi Ish should be parallel to that and should only be going on Chatzi Shifcha and Chatzi Bas Chayrin, where she's Loi Chatzi. But in the case of Chetzich Mekudeshes, like where she's Chazio, maybe she's Mekudeshes. So I asked, where did that come from? Where did he get such a distinction with Chazio and Loi Chazio? from the Gemara Gittin, but the Gemara Gittin, the Rashba earlier on was Masbili learned like Rashi, that there's no real difference in Chazal and Chazi, it's just another way to say it, but in the limits of Achrin and Asimna, which is only by the Isha, not by the Isha. The answer is yeah, if you learn that way in the Gemara Gittin. But the whole sheet of the Ravid is that that's not how I learned the Gemara Gittin. The whole sheet of the Ravid is that Chatzayev and Chatzim Mechayim is Eni Mekudeshes, but Chatzoy Mamish is Mekudeshes. And that's only because the Ravid learns that it's that what's the reason for that distinction? Because the Ravid learns that the Meir is a Meir in the Gabra. And therefore it's only a Meir if the Gabra is Lechazio, but if the Gabra is Chazio, then there's no Meir to Ish Lechazio Ish. Presumably that's how I read the Gemara Gittin. That when the Gemara says the difference between Chazio and Lechazio, as I explained before, Akoponim, be that as it may, according to the Ravid, it's clear that the Mirat of Ish Lechazio Ish is only a Mirat where the Gabra is Lechazio Ish. But where he said is Chazio Lechazoi Mamish, since the Gabra is an Ish, I don't care that he said Chazoi Mamish, he's Mekudeshes. The difference obviously is because of Chazio and Lechazio. It's only a Mirat in a Gabra is Lechazio. It's not a Mirat in a Maisak Yidushin of his Chazio Lechazoi Mamish. Ask the Rashba, so how do you know the drosh of Isha v'lechatzi Isha is any different? Maybe the drosh of Isha v'lechatzi Isha is al derech zeh. That Isha v'lechatzi Isha means we're memayit a gavra or a gavrata who's lechazia. Chatzi shifchen chatzi baschayr. But who says it's a mirat in the maisa kiddushin of chesech mekudeshes liv? That's very clear. That's the Ravid's hasoga. It's very clear from that last hasoga exactly what's going on. That's the Nikud. You see from that Hasoga very, very clearly what's the issue over here. What's the Ravid? How the Rashba? The Ravid Shita is that the Mirat of Ish v'lechazi Ish is a Mirat and a Gabra who's lechazi. It's not a Mirat and a Maisa Kiddushin of Chetzi, even Chetzi Mamish. Frek the Rashba. So maybe, how do you know the Drosh of Ish is any different? The Gemara says it's Chetzi v'lechazi, Rabbi says it's Chetzi v'lechazi, Chetzi is no good. Why is it no good? There's no Mirat. How do you know there's a Mirat? Maybe the Mirat is only for a Gabra who's lechazi. It's was like Chazir.
The Rebbe only got there because of the Hochi Kamar. He
had a Hechik to say. Yeah, but the Hochi, yeah, it's true, but the Hochi Kamar is a Gilim Milsa according to the Rebbe.
In the Drosh of Ish.
Okay, I suppose, but the Rashba says, once we have a Gilim Milsa in the Drosh of Ish, so let's say that the Drosh of Ish should be parallel. Since by Ish it must mean a Din in the Gavra, because of the Hochi Kamar. So by Ish, for some reason, it's the same thing. Did in the Gavra, not a din in the Ma'aseh Kiddushin. Yeah, maybe the Ravid doesn't accept that parallel. Well, so now let's take this further. The Rashba asked on the Ravid, if there's a mirat that a chatzi eved and chatzi mechayin is not mekudeshes, chatzi eved and chatzi mechayin she not mekudeshes. So how can the Gemara Yavama say that a chatzi eved and chatzi mechayin makes mamzeres? If he's not a bar kilushin, he shouldn't make mamzeres. So I asked yesterday, why isn't he better according to the Rashba? Even according to the Rashba, Chatzayev and Chatzayev Mechorin is still a viable issue. According to the Ravid, Chatzayev and Chatzayev Mechorin is the primary subject of the Drosha. According to the Rashba, it's not the primary subject of the Drosha, but it is a viable issue, though. There's a tzad in the Gemara Gittin that Chatzayev and Chatzayev Mechorin is any Mekudeshes. Can't be Mekadesh. So according to the same way, it's a steer between the Gemara Gittin and the Gemara Yavamos. The Gemara in Gittin has a bayo, a tzad, that Chatzi Ayav and Chatzi Mechayin is not able to be Mekadosh. How would you do the Gemara in Yavamis that it says that Chatzi Ayav and Chatzi Mechayin makes Mamzeres? If he's a Bar Neshes Isha, makes Mamzeres. Why is it more Akash on the Raiva than is Akash on the Rashba himself? So Chorot Fiat Varma Eila, the answer is Poshut. According to the Ravid, the din that a Chatzi Eved and a Chatzi Mechorin can't be Mekadosh, is that a din in the Maisa Kiddushin or is it in the Gavra? Kamer, it's a din in the Gavra. All right. His Chatzi Lechatzoi Mamish is Mekadoshes. It's had the Maisa Kiddushin, that's much worse. He's Meshire in the Kenyan. And yet that's Mekadoshes according to the Ravid. Why? Because the Ravid learns the Drosh is only for Chatzi Eved and Chatzi Mechorin because the Gavra is not right. Mashenkin, according to the Rashba, The din of ish v'lei chatzi ish primarily is a mayit chetzi mamish. Not a gavra who's not an ish, but a maisik yidushin of l'chatzon. We have a baya that maybe that applies also to chatzi evin and chatzi minchayr. Maybe not, because chatzi evin and chatzi minchayr is not as bad. He's not mishayr in the kinyan. But maybe it extends to chatzi evin and chatzi minchayr. But then even, it's very mistaken, it could very well be, that even on the tzad, that the drosha extends to a chatzi evin and chatzi minchayrin, but it extends to a chatzi evin and chatzi minchayrin the same way that it applies to chetzi mamish, namely as the chisor in the ma'aseh kiddushin. Because that's the chetzi mamish certainly is a lack in the ma'aseh kiddushin because he was mishayir in the kinyan. Chatzi evin and chatzi minchayrin, well, he wasn't really mishayir in the kinyan. Maybe he doesn't lack in the ma'aseh kiddushin. He did a kiddushin as much as he could. Or maybe even that lacks in the Ma'aseh Kiddushin. Since half of them can't participate in the Ma'aseh Kiddushin, maybe that's also lacking in the Ma'aseh Kiddushin. But even if so, I mean it's a bayah, but even if so, it's not two different drushes. There's one drush of Ish Lechatzish, which means a din in the Kenyan, the Ma'aseh Kenyan, and therefore it certainly applies to Chetzi Mamish, who is Mashiach in the Kenyan, and maybe it goes so far as to apply to Chatzi Eben and Chatzi Menchorin. But even if it applies to Chatzi Eben and Chatzi Menchorin, it applies in the same way because it lacks in the Ma'aseh Kenyan. Not because it's a problem with the Gabra that he's not a full-fledged Ish. So the Mela, according to the Ravid, that the din of Ish Lechatzi Ish is a din, it only applies to Chatzi Eben and Chatzi Menchorin. And it's halach in the gavra that he's a chatzi ish and a chatzi ish is not a bar kiddushin. So that taka should apply to mamzeris. If he's not a bar kiddushin, then he shouldn't make mamzeris, because that's the rule we learn out from Rishus Av, that to make mamzeris you have to be a bar kiddushin. But according to the Rashba, that it's not really halach in the gavra, it's halach in the maisa kiddushin. That if you say it's chatzi lechatzoy, it lacks in the maisa kiddushin, and maybe even a chatzi ever chatzi mechor lacks in the maisa kiddushin. But it's not a chesaron in the gavra. So it's not a chesaron in the gavra, just that there's a chesaron in the ma'aseh kiddushin, that doesn't affect mamzeres. That's mistava that has nothing to do with mamzeres. So shoita makes mamzeres, I can't do a ma'aseh kiddushin. He can't be mekadosh. He can't be mekadosh because it lacks in the ma'aseh kiddushin, not because the gavra is not a bar ishus. That has no effect on mamzeres. So maybe it's only a kash on the Rashba. It's only a kash on the Ravid, this issue about mamzeres. And the Rashba himself is not a kash. Maybe it could be something else also. The drush of Isha v'lo chatzi Isha. Which tells me that Chesich mekudeshesli is ainu mekudeshes. There's no hachikamar. Chesich mekudeshesli is ainu mekudeshes. Now that's chorinat in the gavra. Because the gavra is a regular gavra. She's a regular woman. She's not a chatzi isha. She's a regular isha. Just she said chesich mekudeshesli. So the chayra, this halacha of Yishuv lechatzi Yishuv is certainly halacha in the Ma'aseh Kiddushin. I was thinking maybe it's not muchach. I mean, according to the Rashba, certainly mistabed. According to the Rashba, that the din of Yishuv lechatzi Yishuv. Is a din of the Ma'aseh Kiddushin. So presumably the din of Ish Lechatzi Ish is also din of the Ma'aseh Kiddushin. And that's why Chesi Mamish is worse than Chatzi Eben and Chatzi Menchorin, because it's had the Ma'aseh Kiddushin, if you're Mashiach in the Kenyan, it's worse. But according to the Ravid, that the din of Ish Lechatzi Ish is only by Chatzi Eben and Chatzi Menchorin, because it's a din of the Gavra. So it could be that the din of Ish Lechatzi Ish, now I'm speculating, but the din of Isha Lechatzi Isha, even though it's not exactly the same, because she's a regular gavra, she's a regular person, not a chatzi isha in the gavra. But could be lefi the raibid that it's mistaber that even the din of Isha Lechatzi Isha is not a din in the ma'aseh kiddushin. It's a din in the chalois ha'ishus. it's more similar to the din of Ishul Echatzi Ish. The din of Ishul Echatzi Ish is that a Chatzi Ish, a Chatzi Ever, a Chatzi Ben Chorin, so he's only only half a person here is a Bar Yisrael who could make Kiddushim. So a Chatzi Ish, he can't have Ishus. Because only a Chatzi Ish, he can't have Ishus. So, could be the feed arrive at is mistaber that even by the din of Ishul Echatzi Ish, we said Chesich Mekudeshesli. Maybe the chisaron is not mitzad the ma'isa kiddushin, but it's more like the din of ishul echatzi ish. Why should we make it further apart than we have to? It's more akin to the din of ishul echatzi ish. Just like the din of ishul echatzi ish, chatzi evan chatzi ben chayin, is a din in the gavra that he's not a full fledged person, so his ishus is pogum. So maybe the din of ishul echatzi ish, when you makadosh half of her, it's also a chisaron not in the ma'isa kiddushin because you're mishayir in the kinyan, but it's a chisaron. It's a chisaron in the chaloisa ishus. You want the ishus to be chal and half of her, and the ishus can't be chal and half of her because you can't have a chatzi ishus. The same way a chatzi ever chatzi mechorim can't have ishus because it's only half of Yisrael. So maybe even a lady who's totally Yisrael, but we can't have ishus in half of her. But it's more al derech. I don't need this for the chesed so much, but I'm just throwing this in. But I thought maybe it would explain why this will be icing on the cake. It's not so important to me, this piece. That maybe this is why in the Ravid's Nusach of the Gemara, when the Rashi was presenting the Ravid's Nusach of the Gemara, and he's explaining the drosh of Isha v'lechatsi Isha, so his lashon is, because since there's no hachikomer by the woman, so Hossam, so he said, Akokach chatsi Isha mamesh hu demekadosh. The problem is that he's being mekadosh a chatzi isha. Since no hachigomer, so we know what he means. He means he wants to be mekadosh a chatzi isha mamish. The Rashi himself, when he's explaining the chatzi isha, with there's no hachigomer and so on, he says al kochach he's being meshayer in the kinyan. Slight difference in nusach. And the Rashi says it's no good isha v'lechatzi isha because al kochach who's no hachigomer, we know what he wants. Al kochach he's being mekadosh literally half the woman. And the Rashi himself is nusach is. Since it's no hachigomar, so al kochach he's being meshayer in the kinyan. Maybe there's a significance to this difference, because in the Rashba ka'omer everything's mitzav the ma'isa hakinyan. The chisaron is in the ma'isa hakinyan that he did a half-hearted kinyan. His chesich mekudeshli. The problem is the ma'isa kinyan is being meshayer in the kinyan. The ma'isa kinyan is half-hearted. It's half-baked, and that's not a kosher ma'isa kiddushin. That's in the vishul lechatzi isha. The Ravid, on the other hand, just like the din of Ish v'lechatzi Ish is not a chisaron in the Ma'isa HaKinyan, so the din of the Gavra, that a chatzi Eved and a chatzi Mincharon can't make Kiddushim. So maybe the din of Ish v'lechatzi Ish is also al derech, not identical, because it applies even to the shoynis of Chetzich Mekudeshes, whereas by the man, his kachshu l'chatzoi mamish is fine. So it's not identical, it has to be different from Ish and Isha. But nonetheless, it's similar in that it's also a din in the mitzad the ishu, so not mitzad the ma'isa kiddushin. Just like the din of ishu v'chatzi ishu, that a chatzi evan and a chatzi ben chayrin can't have ishus at all because he's not royally ishus fully. So his chesich mekudeshesli, the ishus is no good because it's an ishus in half a person. And he meant chesich mamash. He wants to be a kaddish half of her. And half of her is no good. He can't be a kaddish half of her because it's a chatzi ishu. It's a chatzi ishu mamash. And he can't have ishus in the chatzi isha mamish. I mean, that's b'maimer ha-muska. That's parenthetical. You know, for the broader picture, I don't need this last piece. But I just thought it's very geschmack. It's another difference which we pointed out between the way he presents the sugya in the Ravid and the lashonis with which he presents the sugya in the Rashba. So now let's tackle the end of parentheses. Ravid has at the end a few lines here, which in the Mosader Rav Kook Rashba are in parentheses. And the reason why they're in parentheses is because they write in the bottom of the footnotes that these few lines, in some kisvayad, they're in one place in the Rashba, in some kisvayad, they're at the end of the paragraph. They're in different kisvayad. One kisvayad, they're pegged on at the end, like an afterthought. But in some kisvayad, they're over here, and some kisvayad, they're even earlier. Different kisvayad, this few lines bounces around in different manuscript versions of the Rashba. So therefore, in the Masada Rav Kook, they put it all in parentheses. So So what does it say in this, in these few lines? Very problematic few lines. If you look at these, best if you look inside. V'hocha hochi komei. He's going on Rava. V'hocha hochi komei. Hosom itz lebei trei loy chazion. Kelemar. Lav taima didi mishum isha b'loy chatsi isha kira kasal kadaituch. El mishum shiur d'mashayah b'kinyona. The din of chesed v'chudeshesli, which is no good, it's nothing to do with the drasha. It's not mikayich the drasha. It's a svara because he wasn't mishayir. Because he was mishayir in the kinyan. The lekel remember the hochi kamer the boys in subi mitzvist it's the chazion. We know he wants to be mishayir in the kinyan because there's no hochi kamer. There's no other way to interpret his words. He must be mishayir in the kinyan. And if he's mishayir in the kinyan, it's no good. Not because of the pasuk, but because of a svara. Sounds like the Rashi was saying, Habam Shal, the Maskonis the Gemara, the din of Isha Lechatz Isha, is not a pasuk at all. The din of Chetzich Mekudesh, Liena Mekudesh, is not from the Drosha of Isha Lechatz Isha. Like we're chayzer from that Drosha. It's a svar, because he was Mashiach in the Kinyan. Very shver Rashi. In many, many ways. First of all, what forces him to say this? I want to say it's a pasuk, but the content of the pasuk is the reason why it's no good. It's because he was mishayir in the kinyan. What was probably that? We were fine up till now. We everything was great. According to the Rashba, the drosha isha v'leichatsi isha is because he was mishayir in the kinyan, and that's why it's only by chetz. It's only by that's what chatsi and chatsi v'chayin is by lisha. Everything was fine. Why do you have to add this new thing over here? That the maskana, it's not a drosha at all. Being mishayir in the kinyan is a svar. It's not a pasuk. Number two, if the Gemara is chayzer from the drasha, and there is no drasha if that's the case of Isha v'lechatz Isha, it's just a svara because he was a mishayir in the kinyan. So what's the whole arichas in the Rashba? What do you do with the pasuk of Isha v'lechatz Isha? We just spent two columns of Rashba debating with the Rabbit. What do you do with the pasuk of Isha v'lechatz Isha? What do you mean? What do you do with it? There's no such drasha. Maskana Gemara. There's no such drasha. What I think is going on, Lula de Mistafino, if you want. From the fact that these few lines are bouncing around in the various Kisvayad, some is at the end, some at the beginning, some is in the middle. So a lot of that's a clue that it's a Haggah. That's how it works a lot of times in the Yishayim. Somebody wrote a Haggah on the margin, and then it got incorporated into the text. In different Kisvayad, it gets incorporated in different places. They know exactly where it goes. I think that's that mistake. These few lines are hagol, and the Rashi himself doesn't make any sense. But what is this hagol doing? I mean, maybe it's hagol of Talmud Torah. Once it's hagol, then we could ignore it altogether. Yeah, it could be. But I want to say, no, it's hagol. I think it is hagol. I don't think in the Rashi himself it makes any sense at all. But I think that it's not a Talmud Torah. This hagol. The hagol saying it's a big word. I think this Haggah is coming to answer the last kasha that the Rashba asked in the Rabbi. What was the last kasha the Rashba asked in the Rabbi? The Rashba asked, if the drosh of Ish v'loi chatzi Ish is going on chatzi and chatzi mechayrin, because the gavra is loi chazio, and it's not going on chatzi mamish at all, so maybe the drosh of Ish v'loi chatzi Ish is also going on chatzi shufa and chatzi baschayrin, and it's not going on chatzi ach mekudesh is li at all. So how does Rava know that Chesek Mekudeshes is Zayin Mekudeshes? Who told Rava that there's such a drasha that the drasha of Ish, according to the Rabbi, the drasha of Ish lechatzi Ish is just a din in the Gavra, that a Gavra who's a chatzi Ish can't be Mekadesh. So how does Rava know that the drasha of Ish lechatzi Ish is any different? Maybe that's also just a drasha about a chatzi Shifra and a chatzi Baschayon, that she can't have Kiddushin. Because she's not a Gavra, not an Itza who's chazi. But Chesek Mekudeshes, maybe that's fine. Drasha should be parallel. Comes along this Haggah and says, no, there's a teretz. Enechanami. The drasha, once we say that by a man, the drasha of ish v'lechatzi ish is going at chatzi evin and chatzi evin achayim, then the drasha of ish v'lechatzi ish is also going at chatzi ish v'lechatzi baschayim. So then how does Rav know that that chetzich mekudeshes l'izayin mekudeshes? That's a svara because he was a mishayir in the kinyan. And that's exactly what Rava said. Rava hochi kama. You think I'm coming from a posuk, and if you ask me if it's a posuk, then you have a posuk, you should say yishu lechatsi yishtu. I'm not coming from a posuk. The posuk is lechatsi evan, lechatsi min chayrin, lechatsi shivan, lechatsi bas chayrin. I wasn't coming from the posuk. I was just coming from a svara, shir b'kinyonik. By a man, there's no shir b'kinyonik, because hochi kama. By the woman, there's a shir b'kinyonik. I think it's very simple teretz for the rabbi. And I think there's another chizuk that this line is not from the Rashba. Because if this line was from the Rashba, then Taki, what was he asking for in the Raivin? If the Rashba has this notion that Shiva Kinyone is a Svara, then this is a Gavala Kateris for the Raivin. What was the Kash on the Raivin? Let's say the Drosha, just like the Drosha over there is a Chatz. This is a very good Teres for the Raivin. So why was the Rashba before asking in the Raivin? Teres is Itaka, it's Haka Agor. And forget, that's what the Agor is doing. The Agor here is to explain the Rashba. The Agor here is to defend the Raivin.
Once
you say that, can't you say the same thing about Chetzi Mavish? That really Chetzi Mavish also is Mishayah, and therefore it's a Svara that doesn't work, it really also doesn't work. Same thing you say in Chetzi Eich, won't work according to the Ravid. Okay, you say Chetzi Eich. Oh, you have a good point. If it's a Svara, if Chetzi Mekudeshes, if Chetzi Mekudeshes is a Svara because it was Mishayah in the Kenyan, so it's Kashi L'Chatzoi, it should also be no good. It's have the Svara that he was Mishayah in the Kenyan. I think you're right, and in Echanami, and according to this, the Rashba assumed throughout that Chetzi Mamish is Mekudeshes, because he saw in the Raivet, the Miyat is only for Chatzi Evan, Chatzi Menachar. So it's a Miyat, because it's a Miyat in the Gavra. Therefore, there is no Miyat for Chetzi, for Iskach L'Chatzai, even Mamish. So it must be the Raivet holds Iskach L'Chatzai, Mamish is Mekudeshes. But now, according to this Haggah, the Miyat is Taka for Chatzi Evan, Chatzi Menachar. But there's a svara of shir b'kinyonoi. Then in a chanami, it could be that chatzoy mamish will be enum kodeshes, even according to the sago, even according to the rabbi. The Rashba assumed otherwise, because what the rabbi says is that the mir is going in chatzoy even in chatzoy min chayin is not going in iskachi l'chatzoy. The Rashba understood that iskachi l'chatzoy even mamish is mekudeshes because the mir is not going on. But now that this hagoz mechadish that the mir is going in chatzoy even in chatzoy min chayin, and for that matter chatzoy shifun chatzoy bas chayin. But Chesich Mekudeshli is a svar because he was Mishayr v'kinyonai, then in a chinami, L'chatzai Mamish will also be in a Mekudeshes because he was Mishayr v'kinyonai. The Ravid didn't say the Feresh otherwise, the Rashba assumed otherwise from the fact that the Ravid said that the Miyat is only for Chatzai Evan and Chatzai Menchar. The Rashba is only working with the Miyat. If the Miyat is only for Chatzai Evan and Chatzai Menchar, then there is no Miyat for Chatzai and then even Chatzai Mamish. Now that goes mechadish, that there's something else going on here besides the Zeres HaKosov. There's a svar of Shir B'Kinyonai. So then, we can say like this. Yeah, the Rambam says the posuk is for Chatzi Evan Chatzi Min Chayim. For that matter, Chatzi Shivkun Chatzi Bas Chayim. That's what Rambam said. Rav Hachi Komer. You're asking me, Misad the posuk. No, the posuk is for Chatzi Evan Chatzi Min Chayim. And for Chatzi Shivkun Chatzi Bas Chayim. I was looking in svar. In svar, Baishi was Mishari B'Kinyonai. Here he wasn't Mishari B'Kinyonai because of the Hachi Komer. But if he said Chatzi Mamish, then Taki was Mishari B'Kinyonai. It'll be Einim Kodeshes. This Haggah changes everything.
There's no
shir b'kinyan. Is a shir in the kinyan.
He's completely being called
on the isha. No, chatzoy mamish means he says there is katshi l'chatzoy mamish. The mamish means I don't mean the ibn the misiv achrin and asivna. I mean mamish. I want you to marry my left side.
And that's not shir b'kinyan. Sure is. He's being called all over his left side.
Yeah, but he's being called all over, but only to half of him. That's called shir b'kinyan.
We don't have any more court.
It's a shir in the kinyan
by the case of where he's being kind of half.
The Gemara itself says Shaya B'Kinyonai only by Isha. The Gemara doesn't say Shaya B'Kinyonai by Isha at all.
Shaya B'Kinyonai,
when
you're only half the Isha, so there's a chisaron in your
Maisa Kingdom. But then why do I need Hachikamah? Why do I need the Hachikamah? So forget the Hachikamah. Let the Gemara say the Miyat is only for the Gavra. What?
And Chatzis should always work.
Right, even without Mamish. It's Chatzis the Chatzis should work even without Mamish. Even without the Hachikamah. What do you need the Hachikamah? Forget the Hachikama.
That's a Gilui in the Rabbi.
It's Gilui, right? Because without that, I would say it's a Gilui that such a Lashon is no good or something. But Shiva Kinyon, but it doesn't apply. We can say that, but I don't think we need it. I think what I'm saying before is also fine. The Rashba never said the Feirish that Chatzoy Mamish is Mukadeshus. The Rabbi never said those words. The Rashba inferred it, because what the Rabbi does say is that the Miyat is only for Chatzoy and Chatzoy Mukadeshus. That's the miyut. The miyut is not at all for his katsu l'chatzoy. The miyut is only for chatzay evan and chatzay minuchar. So the Rashba understood. If that's the case, then what's the miyut of his katsu l'chatzoy? Even mamish must be mekudeshes. And the whole Rashba follows that train of thought. But now that the Sagor is suggesting that maybe even according to the Rabbi, yeah, the miyut is only for chatzay evan and chatzay minuchar. But there's a svara of shir b'kinyonoi. His katsu l'chatzoy chetzif mekudeshesly is not because of the posuk. It's because it's a svara of shir b'kinyonoi. So maybe. This is also Shia B'Kinyana. I hear you're saying maybe there's no Shia B'Kinyana on the man's side.
That's
a terrible.
For Shia
B'Kinyana,
it's just something metallic
when it's 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 the Rashba assumed that's all there is. It's a miyut. If the miyut's only chatzay evan chatzay mecharen, because it's a miyut in the gabu is lechazio, then chatzay mamish is mekudeshes. Lefidah go, that doesn't follow.
Yeah. Even if we assume that the svara is correct,
right.
It's so pshuta that we didn't need a miyut for that case anymore.
Well, that's what this Sagor is saying. That's what he's saying.
It's more pshuta than the case of Chatzia and Chatzia Torah.
Yeah, because he's Shire in the Kinyan. Shire B'Kinyan. That's what he. I think that's what he even says. Time of Didi is not because of the Pasuk. It's karma. If you're going to dash in the Pasuk, then you have to dash in Yish V'le Chatzia Yish too, and that we don't want to do. So Yish must be the Pasuk on Chatzia and Chatzia and Chayir. But rather, Time of Didi, Mishim Shiyur to Mishire B'Kinyan. And that's the difference between the Isha and the Isha. She's smashed me. And that's the difference. Because by the Isha there's no Hachikomer. And by the Isha there's a Hachikomer. It's Maduik in the Lashon over here that there's Shai B'Kinyonai by the Isha too. But there's a Hachikomer that takes it off. But by Ma'am Mishir Nechami, it'll be Mukudesh. It'll be any Mukudesh. Okay, that's it. That's the Sachakol. So it comes out, bottom line is Rashba. If we ignore the parenthetic part that go, is that we have Machlekes, the Rashba and the Rambam about the drosh of Ish v'lei chatzi Ish. The Rashba holds that's a din in the Maisa Kiddush. And it's primarily addressed to Chatzoy Mamish. It's Kachal Chatzoy Mamish is no good because in the Maisa Kiddushin he was Mishayim. Maybe it extends to Chatzayim and Chatzayim and Chari also. Maybe that's also Chosr in the Maisa Kiddushin. Maybe, maybe not. That's the Bayan of Gemara Gittin. And according to the Ravid, the drasha of Ishul Chatzayim Ish is a din in the Gavra that he's not Chazir, and it's addressed only to Chatzayim and Chatzayim and Chari. But Chatzayim Mamish doesn't have that miyut, then it's Mekudeshes. What about the drosh of Isha v'lechatzi Isha? There, b'pshut, they have kolmoidim, but it's not a din in the Gabba, because the Gabba is fine. She's right. There, the kuli alma, it's a din in the pashtus in the Maisek Yidushin. I had that parenthetic piece over there that maybe even the Rafi the Rabbi is not mounted in the Maisek Yidushin, it's in the Chaloisa issues. That was the explanation. I don't know if I want to, you know, that's a satellite. Maybe it's simpler to work with that. But the din is Isha v'lechatzi Isha, since it's going on Chesich Mekudeshes, please. It's a gagra who's fine. The itza is fine. She's right. So that l'kul yama is a chisorin mitzad the maisa kiddush. The Rashba asks on the Ravid. So then the two drushes aren't parallel. How does one know the two drushes are not parallel? The same with the drush of ish lechatzi ish is a din in the gagra. So maybe the drush of ish lechatzi ish is also only a din in the gagra. The itza who's not chazim. How do you know that chetzich mekudeshesli is problematic at all? Maybe that's fine. The Rashba's hasad on the Ravid that the drushes shouldn't, that the strains of the drushes are not parallel. What did the Ravid answer? Well, the Ravid could answer the drushes are not parallel because of the gili milsa. Since by a man there's a gili milsa, it's probably not a meat in the maisa because we can interpret it. There's a hachik gomer potential. Efshe the hachik gomer. So megalu the drush of ish v'lechatzi ish is in the gavra, and the ish we don't have that gili milsa. So there we say the drush is in the maisa kiddushin. Or we have the Eitz of the Haggah. That the Haggah is suggesting that maybe even by Isha, the drosha Isha v'lechatzi Isha is in the Itza, in the Gavra. And it's going to Chatzi Shifrin Chatzi Baschar. That Chetzich Mekudeshes is Zayin Mekudeshes is not from the drosha at all. It's a Sfar that he was Mashiach and the King. But if that's the case, then Chetzi Mamish will also probably be Zayin Mekudeshes because he was Mashiach and the King. Of course, all relevant to Rav Chaim. Remember, Rav Chaim said that the din of Chatzi Isha is a din in the Maisa Kiddushin. Rav Chaim said it's a din in the Maisa Kiddushin. What was his raya? That Chatzi Isha is a din in the Maisa Kiddushin. From Amud Beis, Shnei Chetzich Reputa. To buy in the Gemara. He says, if it's mitzad the Chalois, what's the din to talk about? Why is it in the Maisa Kiddushin? If you were working at, that's fine. Cool, yeah. The Rashba's for sure fine. Everything's in the Maisa Kiddushin. And even with the Ravid, Ish v'lechatzi Ish is a din of the Gavra. But Isha v'lechatzi Isha, that's taka din of the Maisa Kiddushin. Or in the Nusach of the Haggah, Isha v'lechatzi Ish is a din of the Gavra. But then there's a Svar of Shiyubik Nyonu, which is a din of the Maisa Kiddushin. Either way, there is a din of the Maisa Kiddushin of Chatzi Isha. That's the din of Chesach Mekudeshes. Shiyubik Nyonu Shayach, he's doing it
once.
Yeah. Could be, because each separate, if we look at it as, that's the bayit. But if we look at it as two separate ma'aseh kiddushin, equally happening simultaneously, but each ma'aseh kinyan was mashiach half of it. So each ma'aseh kinyan was a half ma'aseh kinyan. So two, and a half of ma'aseh kinyan is nothing. So two nothings doesn't make a something. Now, there's more to talk about over here in the Gemara Gittin, the Falcon of Gemara Gittin. I think I'll leave it at this. In the notes, I have more to say. There are extra wrinkles. You have to go through them and get them. Whatever. If you want, you can look in the notes. It's more to be methodical here. Okay. But for the Rashba by us, I think that's my speech. Very good. Okay. Stop here.
Yes.
Oh, I know something. Yes, 12.